I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This next story is about Francisco Marquez. He's a 30-year-old dual citizen of Venezuela and the United States and a graduate of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Last June, Marquez was living back in Venezuela and working for the opposition party. He was out campaigning for the recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro, and that's when he was detained and later jailed on charges of money laundering and conspiracy to incite unrest. Marquez ended up spending 4 months in various Venezuelan prisons, which he describes as dungeons. He was released last month, and he's now back in the U.S. trying to call attention to the political crisis in Venezuela.
You know, since my release, I've been talking a lot because many people know that there are political prisoners in Venezuela, but they don't realize that there's torture. I was a witness myself to many other tortures, both political prisoners and common prisoners.
And that was in the prison. I mean, tell us what the conditions were like inside that prison.
Almost no light, no sunlight, very dark, very humid, full of mosquitoes. I actually got dengue fever, very, very bad smells. And most of the time I was in my jail cell. I got scabies as well. You know, they weren't very good hygienic, both psychological conditions. And then, you know, imagine living through this and you would hear screams of people being beaten. You would actually see beatings as well. And something that's more important and why I say this is systematic, it's not like a one-off prison guard doing this. The warden of my prison, I saw him as he beat other prisoners with what all these prison guards had. They had this bat with a flat surface, and that's what they would use to beat other prisoners. And while I was not physically tortured, I was psychologically tortured, because when they beat someone in front of you for half an hour and you hear him screams, you know, they look at you and they make sure that you get the message that if, you know, you go out of line, if you do something you're not supposed to, you know, you'll get that treatment. You know, they take your clothes off, they videotape you, they take all the stuff out of your cell. They did this to me, by the way, not 10 times in one day, but, you know, I was in the middle of my dengue fever and the prison guards came in. And so they asked you to take your clothes off. They take everything away from your cell, and they do it in a very, they try to humiliate you, right? One of the things that you, through this process, is you really, it's hard to see when other people try to take your dignity away. And not just trying to be done to you, but to other prisoners. And what you really realize is, well, you know, they can't take it away from you if you don't let it.
Francisco, were you able to speak with other prisoners? And how many of them do you think were political prisoners?
Yeah, so I had 7 different cells. And yes, I talked to both non-political prisoners and political prisoners. All the prisoners that I talked to, and even prison guards, the ones that weren't obviously engaging in torture, they're against what's happening in Venezuela.
Is the tension between the U.S. and Venezuela part of the reason you think you were held for as long as you were?
Well, I mean, these processes are so hard to gauge, right? I mean, it's sort of like a black box. I could honestly make so many suppositions. But at the end of the day, what I truly know is that my arrest was political for political purposes, and that my release was thanks to multiple points of pressure, both domestically and internationally. And you really never know what the final reason is exactly, because on the day that I was released, for example, another good friend of mine was put in jail from the same party. And so you always think, well, you know, what's the decision making here? It's a very manipulative in many senses. All I know right now is that even though there are certain releases, hundreds of political prisoners continue in Venezuela. Torture continues in Venezuela. And what we need to do as those of us who are exiled right now is continue to put pressure on the Venezuelan government to release more prisoners and to have constitutional and peaceful change in Venezuela. Because that's what the people want. The people want change in Venezuela. They're desperate to change. And what we want to do is have an election so they express their will. Because that's, by the way, our purpose right now. The opposition coalition, that's what we want. We want a recall election. And Maduro and his courts controlled by politics has killed it. And unfortunately, that's why there's so much political tension right now in Venezuela.
So you've experienced the oppression in Venezuela firsthand. You're determined to continue your activism. What do you most want to convey about the current situation there that you think most Americans just don't get?
I think Venezuela is a ticking time bomb right now. If you can imagine having to choose between eating or buying medicines, that's how desperate the situation is in Venezuela for most of our families. And so when you look at that and you look at a government that right now is not allowing elections at all, because we were supposed to have governor elections this year and they didn't allow it. And we are petitioning a recall election and they didn't allow it. So when you look at that situation, you know, it's a ticking time bomb. And so right now, what we need to do, and American citizens and others are about to hear this, is make sure that the international community helps pressure the government so that we have free and fair elections and let people express their will. I think that's the focus right now. And know that you are dealing with a government that currently engages in having political prisoners and systematic torture within their prison system.
Francisco Marquez spent 4 months in a Venezuelan prison. He was recently released and is now back in the United States. Thank you very much for telling us your story, Francisco.
No, thank you very much for this time.